Welcome to Capital Arguments again for the 25th of January, 2022. This is a quick show where we remember Capital Arguments columns from times gone by. I am your host, Jim Thompson. This show is exclusively sponsored by C.R. Meyer of Oshkosh, Wisconsin. C.R. Meyer can be reached at crmeyer.com, that's C-R-M-E-Y-E-R.com, or by calling them at 800-236-6650. Now for today's column. Today's column is from the 15th of February, 2021, and is titled Computer Dependency. I am seeing a phenomenon in capital project construction that we need to monitor. When it comes to design and scheduling functions, we are raising up a generation of professionals that, I fear, are losing touch with reality. SolidWorks modeling and interference checking is great. However, you still have to get the stuff in place and properly connected. What whizzes around on the computer screen is an entirely different matter when it is a 5-ton assembly that has to be brought to the operating floor, moved halfway down the machine, and shoehorned into place. Inexperienced designers and engineers may not appreciate the brute strength from machines or people, or the dexterity required to get that piece to its proper position. Same is true of schedules. I have seen schedulers who are greased lightning on the computer, but when it comes to real sequencing in the field, have neither the understanding or appreciation for what it takes. On their computer, it may look like chess pieces being moved around. In reality, when you have 12 pawns and 4 rooks, but really need 5 pawns and 7 rooks, so to speak, is an entirely different matter. We need to assure ourselves that we are properly staffing the management of our projects in the office and in the field with professionals either A, familiar with the needs of the moment, or B, in training so they can learn the needs of the moment. The gulf between the office and reality has never been wider. Thanks for listening to our show. Remember, for all your construction needs, call C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Now, make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.